the forbidden fruit.
Was it an apple?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, legend has it that the forbidden fruit that Adam ate in the Garden of Eden was an apple. Now, we had to depict that fruit in our new creation museum, so what did we do?
Well, frankly, Mark, what this fruit was from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is anyone's guess. For the Creation Museum, we just came up with a fruit that sort of looked like a reddish pear. But we do know this. There was a literal tree, a literal temptation of Adam and Eve, and a literal fruit that they ate. Therefore, this was a literal rebellion against our holy God. And as a result of this literal event, sin and death came into the world. And this is the reason that mankind needed a Savior to come to earth over 2,000 years ago. Because we all, in Adam, rebel against our Creator, even today. It's very important for Christians to understand that if this event of the forbidden fruit was not real history, then the event of the fall itself would not be literal. Do you know what else that means? That Christ coming to earth and dying on the cross will be meaningless. Even though we don't know what the fruit was, we do know that it's very important to take Genesis as written. The basis of the whole gospel message and Christ's death is dependent on the fall being real history.
In our new museum, we use dinosaurs to present the gospel message. For that surprising connection, read Ken Ham's booklet on dinosaurs and the Bible. It's free at AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.